Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It is Christmas week. We've had Christmas and it's been a wonderful celebration for us all. Now, this week with your Heartbeat, you titled it, Jesus is Born. So what does that mean? Gives us a challenge. Yeah. And for straight up, you just said, you asked us some questions. Should I be thinking differently, feeling differently, planning differently, living differently? And straight away, I think they're questions that we all have. And our church gives us this beautiful time every year of Advent where we are reminded of Jesus coming into the world and the birth of Jesus. And you talked about how we need that reminder. And I think it's a good thing each year to have that reminder.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, sometimes you're reminded when you go from winter to spring to summer. All the health places remind you if you want to get into those beautiful bathers or go down the beach or those summer outfits, you might have to lose a few kilos. Well, we need to be reminded of, I guess, our focus in life, what life is all about, what is important.
Mm. And those reminders, I think, help us to center ourselves again around God in our lives and to look at the hand of God in our lives. Because as you shared, sometimes if life is tough, things aren't going to plan, it can be hard to see where God is in all of that. So when we can have seasons of our year that are coming back to focusing on God, that helps us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so those questions, should I be thinking differently, feeling differently, planning differently? Well, yes.
Yes. And the reason why yes is because the birth of Christ is finally the hope of the world come.
Mm.
The hope, think about it. If you've been, you know, brought up in this Jewish faith, believing a Messiah one day will come, this Savior.
Mm.
Now, they thought it was going to be a king and an overthrowing the army or where they were in exile or, you know, under the rule of the Romans, etc. Jesus came differently.
Mm.
But the hope of the world had come.
Mm.
And so it's like his promise is true. Wow, God, you really have done it.
Mm.
We don't have to wait anymore. Mm.
Yeah.
And it's got to have changed or will change, have changed your life.
Well, it's interesting because Jesus coming revolutionized even time. You know, we have before Christ and after Christ. Like we have
the calendar changed.
The calendar type changing and the year. And so not only did it change the world in terms of that type of thing, then if we think about it on a personal level, which is really why Jesus came for each one of us, we can think, well, this should affect me in some way.
This has changed my life.
Yeah.
My future life.
And if it hasn't,
my forever life.
That's okay. You can ponder what that does mean. And,
yes.
And you can like work towards that change, or Jesus, that change
helps
you.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you shared the story of Simeon, and I've always loved this where Simeon, I can just imagine him in the temple waiting all these years, but being promised that he wouldn't die until he saw the Saviour. And then one day these parents coming with their baby to be blessed and being like the Holy Spirit saying to him, this is the child.
This is the baby.
Yep. How wow
this
would
is
that
the Messiah.
Be?
Yeah.
You know, like this is it. I've been waiting for you.
Yeah.
But I love how you said that his response was praise. And then you gave us examples of other times in the Bible where the response of Jesus coming is praise. So the example of Mary being pregnant is, I'm going to praise you, God. Elizabeth and Zechariah finding out they're pregnant,
having a baby,
I'm going to praise you, God.
Yeah.
And just that our response to Jesus is praise.
Yeah.
Mm. And his presence in our lives. Yeah. And then you talk about how we then have a choice to make about whether we choose to have Jesus in our lives or not. And God gives us that free will choice.
And the beautiful thing is that God patiently waits for us.
Mm.
Simeon waited for the Lord to come, the promise that he was given. Well, the Lord waits, but he doesn't wait and sit back with his arms folded. He waits, reaching out, calling us, encouraging us, giving us opportunities, things in our lives. People might say something to try and say, hey, do you see what I've got for you?
Mm. And just coming to me now, I've written down a line that you shared, which I think could help us on that journey, and is that Jesus comes and brings us the heart of God because he is full of love. And for us to know God, we actually first need to know Jesus. Like Jesus tells us that, to know the Father.
It comes through the Son.
Yeah, it comes through the Son. So if we want to know God's heart, well,
go read about Jesus. Go find out more about him.
Yeah, and then as we get to know him, what should come from us is praise, praise of God, and celebrating who Jesus is in our lives. So I was thinking about it in response to Christmas Day when we've just celebrated, is that our response when we wake up on Christmas Day and this week, now that we're in kind of this Christmas season still, is our response is praise. So yeah. I praise you, God. And I think that's really our weekly challenge this week, that we would praise God
in our circumstances, yeah, in where we are. And you might not feel like things have changed. You don't know my situation. I'm in a tough place, a tough environment.
Mm.
But God can come to you there as well.
Mm.
And out of whatever, wherever you are, even in the hardship, we can actually still praise God. Many people in Scripture did. You know, even though there's no fruit on the vine, even though there's no cattle in the stalls, Lord, I will still praise your name. That actually gives God more pure praise because you're doing it out of your nothingness, and God will acknowledge that and bless you in that.
So we hope that that chat has really blessed you this week. And as we come to the end of the year, I just encourage you, you can go back and have a listen to some of our other podcasts throughout the year. There might be topics that when you go back and look at them, you go, you know what? Yeah, I think I need that.
I'm interested in that, yeah.
Or just remind yourself, if you've listened to it again, you might want to go back and listen to it a second time, that as you prepare for the new year coming, that maybe God would speak to you in some of those. So we hope that you've had a blessed Christmas, and we look forward to chatting with you all next week in the new year. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye, everybody.